phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And welcome to Monday, November 24th. It's Turkey Week. And
you're fired up like it's Friday.
Hey, well, you know what? It's a three-day week. And we have turkey this week. Hey, I'm joined today by my producer, Kelly Frost Jr.
Good morning, Carl.
Who's already talked about eating turkey till it comes out of his ears.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to stuff myself on Thursday.
Oh, you said that.
Mm-hmm.
And stuffing. What's your favorite part of the meal?
I like potatoes.
The potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, is that mashed potatoes or is it a different kind of potato?
Any kind of potato, pretty much. But mashed are good.
And then the gravy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like out of the turkey itself? Does it have giblet in it? Giblets?
A little bit.
Okay. So that's what you're looking forward to.
Yeah. Who makes the dinner?
Well, I'm going to go all over the place. I got to go to my mom's, my dad's, and all over the place.
Hey, you know, you could start eating at 10 o'clock in the morning. And,
oh, yeah.
And by the way, that would make Kelly, if he ate for 3 days straight, bring him up to 130 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm also joined by my bride, Linda Bott. So,
good morning. You know what?
Are we going to have turkey four times on Thursday?
One time. We actually were going. We were going to cook.
We were.
And My mother makes giblet gravy.
Yeah.
And you don't really like giblet gravy. So you told her last year, I love you, you know, Mom, but I like a different kind of gravy because she pulls the innards out and all that. Hey, you know what?
I have a rule about that. You know, in my whole life, it's never eat anything from inside an animal, you know. You know, and that has worked for me. That has worked for me my whole life except the one time when I was during Desert Storm when I was out in the desert with a number of Arabian friends, and they served us goat and or sheep. Mm-hmm. And what it was I was kind of the guest of honor, so I got to eat eyeballs and other things they pulled out from inside, and it was like, you know, I'll never do that again. You
eat eggs, don't you?
Well, it's different. It's covered by something.
Well,
it's covered by shell. You know, it's different. I don't look at it like that.
Yeah, but what about like cow stomach and stuff like that? People like that tongue. Hey, listen, when I was in China, I had this soup. I know we're talking about gross things right now, but in fact, that would be funny for people to call in. What's the grossest thing you ever ate? But anyway, I was in China, and this guy, I couldn't speak English. Chinese. And nobody there, I was the only, as they called him, round eye in the house. And I said, this is interesting. Kind of slimy stuff in the soup. It was fish lips.
Fish?
I was having fish.
I know, wait, fish don't have, no, those chickens that don't have lips.
Fish,
I guess fish have lips.
Fish lip soup.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want you to start your morning like that.
Well, we did. And, you know, we took it all the way up to the break talking about horrible things like that. That's good. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our phone line's here at 221-1402. We come back, we're going to be talking about police stations. We're going to be talking about presidential pardons. We're going to be talking about a number of things that affect us here just in the local area and on the national level. This is Carl Bott. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And yeah, I guess you can call in with the worst thing you've ever eaten. And we were talking about some of this weekend at a real nice fish fry we were at. And people were talking about things they've eaten that were really strange. But, hey, you know, we were at church this weekend. And I know I have to go to, if I went to church every day for 1,000 years, I don't know if I could make up for it. But one of the things that we noticed, they've put extra rows in the church and there seems to be a lot of people. More people. Now, that could be because it's Thanksgiving, but it also could be, and one of the things that was being said was that these are trying times for our nation with the economy the way it is, and it's kind of some uncertainty about where we're going, and that people are turning back to church. They're turning to something. They're turning for some assistance, some help. And that
from
was
solace.
From solace. And that's an interesting point there that, you know, people may be returning to the church to get this help, or to get this, you know, this feeling maybe that they're not in this all by themselves and other people around them. You know, because church is also a good place for other people to help support you. But, you know, one of the things that did come up was that the Good News Rescue Mission is having some problems. And problems when getting enough food, and probably some financial problems. Good News Rescue Mission does a lot of good for this community. And they reach out for people. They reach out to help a lot of people, a lot of families out there. We're going to try and get some of the people from Good News Rescue Mission here on the show later on this week. I want to talk about some of the things they could do, but I think they could always use donations of food right here at Thanksgiving. We're going to talk to them and see what kind of specific ones we can do to help.
They need 300 turkeys.
They need 300 turkeys. Well, I think that we ought to keep track of that and just see how many turkeys we can get the people at the Good News Rescue Mission. And in fact, maybe that's what we ought to do, is talk about how many turkeys we can raise for the Good News Rescue Mission so they can feed these people, so they can have a Thanksgiving like the most of us are going to have. You know, Kelly's going to go from house to house. You and I are going to be, down south for a Thanksgiving dinner that day. A lot of people have nothing. They don't have that house. They don't have the anything like that. So giving them a Thanksgiving dinner is a small thing that we can do. So, you know, we're good for a couple of turkeys, and I would like to see that we get 300 turkeys from our friends and our listeners out there.
We're going to pledge two. Yes.
Two turkeys.
Yeah.
Down there, and we'll get it down to them this week.
Yeah.
In fact, today. So, anyway, the other thing's going on is it looks like, you know, we've had the sheriff, we've had the chief of police here, the new chief of police, the old chief of police. And one of the things that came up was, of course, the police station. It appears that maybe the police station is being put on hold for a while under the new auspices of the city council, our new city council. And the swing vote, it appears to be, is Missy MacArthur, who has made, which puts her kind of in a pretty powerful position. You've got kind of like a 2-2 going, and then Missy becomes the swing vote. It's kind of interesting because, Missy, stand by, because there's going to be a lot of people wanting your attention here in the next few years. One of the things that she's indicated that the project may need to be put on hold because there's a lot of money being spent for that. It's $42 million. You know, you say 32, but I think it comes up to 42. And they're going to have a workshop on December 16th talking about possible budget cuts. Now, we already know there's going to be some things cut. Here's an opinion on my part, and we really want to hear from you all about this. Again, this show is to give you all an avenue to get your thoughts out there. We need a new police station. I have been in the police station we're using right now, and let me tell you, it's horrible. It's horrible there. The sewers are backing up. They don't have any place there to interview suspects or witnesses because the place is so small. You know, they've got people spread out everywhere. Now, this doesn't work. You know, this does not give us the type of police service that we require in this town.
And it's not earthquake proof, correct?
Oh, I don't know if it's earthquake proof or not. I don't know enough about that. I would say it probably isn't. One of the things, the main things that police station needs to be is the center, the hub, in case there is a huge emergency, in case there is that big earthquake. It has to be able to withstand X amount of seismic shock. It's got to be able to be the communications center for the community, so they can take care of the emergencies, getting fire engines, getting hospital help, getting police help out to places. So this is one of the reasons they say they need a new police station. Now, I think nobody disagrees that we don't need a police station. The question is, how do we pay for it? Do we need a $32 million police station? You know, people call it the Taj Mahal. They call it all these things, you know. Only thing I know, it's got to have like two requirements. One, it's got to have enough room for everybody.
And isn't it also in the plan, the holding cell?
Yes, it has holding cells. They were talking about even an indoor range, but I'm not sure about that. But it needs two things. It needs room for everybody to do their mission there, and it needs to be able to have communications throughout the city and outside the city, be able to work with the sheriff. Okay, so how do you do that? Patrick Jones says, hey, we can go down to this other building and renovate it for $20 million, and it's going to be able to withstand everything. Chief Modi, when he was here, who's been studying, has said, you know what? By the time you go down and tear this thing apart and try to rebuild it, it's going to cost more. It's going to cost just as much as any other police station. And you throw in the middle of that the park thing. Are they going to take away the park? So this is Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got to take a break. Give us a call and tell us what you think about this. Is it we need this police station, but what are ways that, one, we can have it built? Two, how can we pay for it? Or three, do we just go to see the old Merwin store and just kind of throw everybody in there? Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I want to say thank you for your service. I'm retired Air Force, and hopefully we're going to have a country left to give to our grandkids.
We will, Chuck, but we just got to keep the faith. We just got to keep our heads down and keep punching.
Absolutely. I just want to let you know it finally hit me like a two before between the eyes as the appointments start flowing in Washington, what has actually happened to our country. There's an old trick in business called bait and switch. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Party has done the biggest bait and switch on the country that's ever been foisted on us.
Oh, in what way do you mean, Chuck?
Well, what we've got is Clinton term number three.
Well, there's a lot of people that say that he is bringing in some people from the Clinton administration.
Well, it's not just some. Take a look right down the list. What you're seeing is not change. What you're seeing is reruns and retreads with a little piece of bait called Obama out in the front to give everybody the illusion that this is going to be a huge difference.
Well, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, one of the things is when people vote for change, you got to be kind of beware of change. And that was one of the things we talked about on Saturday was, you know, we voted for a change. I mean, we being the American people. And you know what? We and the American people spoke. And I'm all for that. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it was 52 to 48, something like that. They voted. That means there's a lot of people that didn't vote, but still, Senator Obama won, and he won on the auspices of change. And I agree with you, though, Chuck, is that when we see things like bringing in Senator Clinton to be the Secretary of State, even though that she probably could do a decent job at it, but you also bring in a 600-pound gorilla on her back named Bill Clinton. Then you see Eric Holder, a Holder for Attorney General, who was like the number two person in the under Reno, under the Clinton administration. You see a number of people that they're bringing back that we've seen before.
And it makes you wonder, there is another saw called picking a poke, which it looks like the American people bought. Two things I'd like to see, and then I'll give somebody else a turn.
Sure.
Number one is I wish California would go to a proportional allocation of our electoral votes.
Absolutely.
That would be the only way to be fair. That would change the entire picture for the country.
Well, it means people in the North State would actually have a vote.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Speaking of North State, as far as the police station goes, maybe our wonderful leaders down at City Hall could take out a second mortgage on the Taj Mahal they're sitting in and build a police station they should have built in the first place before they decided to build their own palace.
Well, you know what? That makes sense to me, Chuck. You know, great phone call. Appreciate it.
All right. You keep firing, dude.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, Chuck's right. You know, he had two or three things there. Well, let me talk about, you know, I got the greatest email. Because we get lots of emails there to our website, freefireradio.com. And this lady, Mary is her name, I believe, wrote to me. She said, hey, you know, you've got to give Obama a chance. And, you know, there's only room for one president at a time, and he's stepping back. And this is after I said, you know, Obama needs to make a statement about the GM and about the economy and this. And she had a very nice email she wrote to me, and I wrote back. And what she wrote back to me was even sweeter when she said that you know, it was, you know, she thanked me for responding to her, and she said for being, you know, for the being able to have a civil discussion. And, you know, she is so right. I still see things being written, you know, that the hatred out there for Bush and anything close to Bush is still just over the top. I mean, one of the things that we did, you know, when you're in combat is that you train your men not to hate the enemy. And that's hard to do at times. They've lost their friends, they've lost their buddies. Not to hate them, because once you hate them, you're angry. Anger and hate equals fear. You know, you don't want them to be afraid out there. You want them to have a healthy dose of caution, but not be afraid. But the other thing too is, once you start demonizing that other person, whether it's somebody that's trying to shoot at you or shoot you, or somebody that's in another party, now they've become objects. They are no longer human. At that point, when they're no longer human, anything can happen. That's when atrocities happen. That's when melee happens. They aren't people. They're things because of hatred and fear. Now, you know, you say you're drawing a, you know, that's a long parallel to draw between combat and political battles. Well, no, because we've gotten to the point in our political system that we hate and demonize the other side so much that they become objects. They don't become people. And that's why you see all these horrible things that people write. Nancy Reagan, 84 years old, falls down, breaks her hip, and people say they wish she had died. What's going on there?
Or how about the guy who committed suicide
on the
internet? And
this,
people watched.
For hours and egged him on.
12 hours.
What's going on? What's going on, America?
That's being numb.
What is going on where you sit and watch somebody die and you don't do anything about it? Have we come to that level in this great country? Now, I don't know which website it is. And I could care less. The point is that people watched it and let it go. This is just, we're all in here just, dumbfounded by this. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to be talking police station. We're going to be talking pardons. We're going to be talking a number of things here. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Dorothy, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
How are you
Hi,
today?
Linda.
Hi, good morning.
I listen to both of you quite often. I love listening to your show. And, Carl, what you were talking about today about being civil to each other,
yeah,
that's a really great point. But I listened to you the other day, and you called people liberal fascists. And, words like that, I'm a Democrat. I consider myself a moderate. But words like that do not help. And then you get the people that write the letters to the newspaper and use things like that. If someone like you, who is a supposed leader in this community, talks that way, other people will talk that way too. Another thing I wanted to say about the team that Obama's picking. As you recall, during the Clinton years, we had a great economy going. He brought down the deficit that he inherited. We had a great economy, and if Obama needs these people because they have to take off, no one can get in there and start training. These people have experience. If this is what we need to get it going, I say go for it. I don't care who he puts in there. I don't care if he brought somebody from the Bush administration back in there, whoever is the smartest. And he also has Warren Buffett advising him. And I feel confident that with this group of people, even though the Clintons know them, even though Hillary's in there, we have to put country first, and I think that they're probably going to do their best to do a good job for us. And I hope I don't hear you say that again,
because
I like listening to you, and it just really offended me.
Hey, Dorothy, don't hang up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, don't hang up, Dorothy.
Okay.
Okay, let's take your second point first. I agree. It looks like Gates, who is a member of the Bush administration, may stay in as Secretary of Defense.
Right.
One of the other things that we're going to talk about, because we do try to be as fair as we can here, and you know that.
Do you recall saying what I said you said?
About liberal fascists? Yes, yeah, I do, but
okay.
I think I was describing my producer, but I'm not sure.
Kelly?
Yeah, it was kind of a joke.
It was a joke. And,
oh,
and the thing
okay.
is, because we were
Kelly
talking.
Kelly and I would probably get along just great.
Oh. Well, you know what? You'd be surprised. Kelly, who he and I are diametrically opposed on a lot of things. We just go right down the line on a number of things, too, as I think most Americans do.
I know. You called him a tree hugger. So when you said that one day, I thought, well, I'd probably get along with Kelly.
I said, I think I called him a seal kisser, too. So,
oh, that's.
Well, that was just part of, that was part of, because.
Just fascist.
Well, okay.
Keep that
now,
word out of your conversation.
Well, one of the things we talked about, okay, and let me explain that one, was that, and we did get into this, too, and we get to a lot of discussions off radio
you
here.
Do.
Oh, during the breaks.
Yes,
we just,
you're like I am. You're extremely opinionated, I think.
Well, you know what? But the thing is I like to think is that we can listen and that we can,
I do
that
too.
We can learn.
That's why I listen to you.
Well, great.
And there are some points that I have totally agreed with you and Linda on. I have to say that. Like I said, I'm a moderate.
Well, and see, that's the thing is, that's why I really like having phone calls from you, Dorothy, and from moderates or even liberals, because this is everybody's show. And nobody is going to be put down for their opinion. What we'll do is we can discuss it civilly and say that one of the things about bringing in the people, and I agree on this, is who can run, who in the Democratic Party is available that knows how to run a government. And for a lot of people, they were in the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I still think there's still a lot of good people out there that can bring change. Like I like Janet Napolitano.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she's going to do as the national security there, but I know she's been tough on the border. and keeping the border in Arizona tight. She's called out the National Guard to do that. I know there's a couple of other things. I think that, but it's going to take a while to see what they have in there. But if the Republican Party is smart, they're going to give Senator, President-elect Obama, most of what he wants. Or if not, you know, at least on the cabinet positions, everything. It'd be stupid to fight that. Because give him a chance. And if he screws up, I'm not saying I hope at all. I hope, as you, if you listen to the show, you know that we pray that this is the best 8 years in our country's history.
Let's hope. It can't get much worse than this.
Well, I just know, okay, but we can't blame Bush for everything.
Hey, you know what I have to say, though? Obama ran a marvelous campaign.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I was amazed at what he did.
Oh, it was great.
He had one sharp cookie. But, and I have to believe he knows what he's doing.
But you got to remember what Stephanopoulos said about the Clinton campaign. He said, we knew how to win an election. We didn't know how to run a country.
Okay.
And that was that's the only fear I have is that. But I don't see that yet. And one of the things we talked about how he has not made his statements, you know, about the economy and everything, and we're talking about Mary. You know, he has come out now. He has made some pretty strong statements on the economy, including the bailout of the GM and these Chrysler and that, in the sense that, hey, they've got to come up with a plan.
You know, day by day, it's changing. It's almost impossible to come out with one statement, and the next day something else falls apart.
It does.
It really must be difficult where they're at right now because everything is just crumbling around them.
And you know, this thing didn't start during this time. You know, I know that people would really dislike Bush. It didn't really start here. It started years ago.
Years ago.
And it's and so it, there's more than enough.
These people closer years ago.
Well, let's talk.
I agree.
Let's talk about what happened in 1973, the first oil embargo.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we are at right now is because we didn't do anything. And I'll going back there to that Jimmy Carter. As far as I'm concerned, a lot of these troubles that we have today can be laid at his doorstep. When he destroyed the CIA and he didn't do anything with when he let the oil embargo, it started after him. I'm sorry, it started before him, but the things he did, I think we're still has an impact on us today.
What do you think about the oil companies not drilling on all these millions of acres that are
I think that's a lot of publicity. I think that they're out there drilling in many places and that a lot of these just because they've got an oil lease doesn't mean there's oil there.
You know, I drove back to Wisconsin last year, and I was going through North Dakota. And I don't know whether you've heard or not, but they've got a big oil hit in North Dakota. It's in a town that starts with a W. I can't remember the name of it, but it starts with a W. And they had the politicians from North Dakota, the state, there, and they were talking on the radio, and it was a very conservative radio, you know, the host and everything, as you know, it all is, and especially North Dakota. But what they said is they were building their own refineries. And one of the politicians said, well, why haven't we built more refineries or used the ones that have shut down? And the man there that was running the oil field, who was conservative, I could tell by the way he talked, said, because if we build refineries, they can't control the price of oil. So it's not just
everybody's got their
it's greed all the way around,
but that starts right there at the with our elected representatives.
But you know,
and
in
others.
Any event, let's hope this next 8 years we can pull ourselves out of this because it's a total mess.
And it's going to take 3 or 4 years. But here's the other thing, and I will not back off from this, Dorothy, is that I will call him the way I see him. And if I see him going in a direction I don't think that he said he was going to
sure.
do or a different one, I'm going to be right in there all the way up to teeth and toenails.
Perfect.
And I expect you to be in there, too.
Oh, sure. I have praised Bush for helping with AIDS the way he did.
There
He's given
go.
A lot of money over there.
There you go.
I have praised him for that. That's good. But I don't agree with deregulation. I wish we could do that. But the bottom line is that humankind is greedy, and they take advantage of it. So.
Hey, Dorothy, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you,
you
too. Bye. See, who
that
says that we only have conservative people calling the show? This is exactly what we look for, is people with different and diverse viewpoints here that we can talk about. Now, the next person may come in and say, hey, that is completely wrong. That's exactly what we're here for. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side.
KQMS.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Gene, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to bring an idea up.
I do appreciate so much our veterans and all that they've done for us.
Yeah.
And you want to support them and to help, and yet every day I get multiple letters asking for donations, and I feel badly, and I know that everybody else does.
Right.
And you know, you can only do so much.
That's correct.
And I was thinking of an idea that the United Way, which funds many many organizations under one roof, why couldn't we take and get all of these armed forces organizations together in a United Fund type of a group, so that you could send one check in and it would be distributed among all of these?
Well,
because we've got postage, we've got organization, we've got people leading it, and there's so much money that goes to the top of all of these things, and how much money gets to the people. And if we had something like a United Way for these various service organizations, I think it would be better funded. And
I think you're right. Gene, I think you're absolutely right. But see, here's what's going on with that, is that, you know, some of them are for education. Some of them are for wounded warriors. Some are for the children of those warriors that lost their lives. But here's another thing, too.
I understand that they would get a percentage.
Well, I know that. But let me explain the real reason this wouldn't work. Okay, because there's a lot of places out there that raise money, and the primary purpose for raising money is for them to get money, not for where it goes.
That's right.
You're absolutely right, though. That's a good idea. Why not put everything under one, like United Way? You give your $10 or $15 or $5 or $1 million donation, and everybody gets a piece.
Right, and that would ferret out, and by doing that and having those that are very legitimate organizations, it would ferret out everybody else and these nefarious places. So,
Gene, that's a great idea.
But see, everybody thinks that their organization that they represent is the best and the most in need. And so then you have, again, no, you're correct.
If they thought that, then they would go before this one heading, and they would be the ones who would look and see, because there's so many duplicated services.
Yeah. No, you're right. And it's just like, and you're right. You know, Gene, I don't know who would even talk to about that.
But, I haven't. You're the first one.
This is something maybe we could take a look at and talk to some of our congressmen. Give them something to do that would be helpful. Hey, thanks so much for your phone call.
All right.
Good. Okay.
It's a great place to voice your feelings.
Sue, good morning.
Hi.
I think we're going to hear the other side of this.
Well, I just wanted folks to be aware that United Way was one of those, when you mentioned some organizations just raise money to get money.
Right.
In the past, it's been a while, but United Way was one of those that was involved in a big scandal where the people at the top were getting the money and it wasn't going to where it was a fraud.
Yeah.
And they uncovered that with United Way. So I don't want to – people think it's a great organization. Well, I guess locally some places it could be, but I just want folks to know that they were involved in a big fraud.
Right. Well, you know, that's a good point. But the thing, too, is I think what her idea was is, hey, instead of getting 100 of these, put them all under one. And again, oversight, just like we should do on anything.
Exactly. That's a great idea.
It's the oversight portion of that sometimes breaks down, that people start things for a good purpose, and then after a change of people two or three times,
it's greed.
Then it's greed.
Like the lady mentioned
you
before,
are so
it's greed.
Right.
It's human nature.
You're so right.
Well, look at the lady that was found in the embezzling schedule. Embezzling from S.J. Denham.
Uh-huh.
And S.J. Denham is a family-owned company, and I have a PT Cruiser I bought from S.J. Denham, and I love those folks over there, but just she slipped by, you know. They, for 6 years, she was embezzling from them.
Yeah, you know, but it's the whole thing. It goes back, and it's that trust but verify, trust but verify. You know, the last thing you do when you're trained in the military, and it's not just the military, it's in business, too, is supervise. You just don't give out authority without supervision. And unfortunately, we don't supervise. We give people all this authority, and then after a while, it turns into greed for some people.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
oh, no, it's okay.
it all goes back to our beloved Reagan. That was his motto, trust and verify.
There you go. Okay, hey, thanks very much.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's we've got a bunch of other things to talk about, but this is good, too. You know, it's the time of the year for giving, and that's just one of the things. It's a good idea to do something like that. We also had some people had some comments, Dorothy, about your comments, but we lost them. Maybe they'll come back. But this is Carl and Lindabot here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Yeah, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Mike, you're on.
Hi, Carl.
Hey.
Hey, talking about charities.
Yeah.
You know, the reason we don't have just one big charity is because then it just becomes another government agency that's run. You know, charities are usually started by good people that see a problem and try and work with it, and even though there may be another charity out there, charities start because they see something specific, and then they expand from there.
Yeah. And unfortunately, some of them grow so large that the temptation becomes too great.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome.
And thanks for holding on there.
Yep. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we did a number of things this weekend.
We sure did. We went to the movies.
That's because we're going to give you a two-minute movie review.
Well, Quantum of Solace.
007.
Two. We just had, I don't know what, you know what? We went to go see something else and we drove by. Sometimes we'll just do that spontaneous thing where you drive by and you see what's on. It's 2 o'clock. What's on? And we almost saw Changeling, but we thought, what's the big thing about Twilight?
Yeah, well, how come it made $70 million over the weekend?
So we had to go see it.
Then we found out why.
In the theater were several
several
kids from the age of probably 8, 9 to 18, 20, and then us and parents and
thousands. They made $70 million on this movie. And you know what it's about? It's about vampires. It's about vampires with family values.
It's a love story.
It's based on these books written by this lady. And the first one was called Twilight. And it has millions of readers. Now, would I recommend you go see it? Yeah. I mean, if you like something with a good end, if you want to see something where instead of people giving in to everything that happens around them, but they fight it, and actually family values, and no matter if they're vampires or not, this is not a bad movie.
And it shows what's really beautiful. If I had kids, I'd take them to see this film in a heartbeat. I don't even care if they were 8 or 9, and I'll tell you why. Because it shows restraint. It shows that you can love a person without having to jump in the sack.
That is true. Now, the other one, Quantum of Solace, was you talk about stunts.
This and jumping in the sack.
And jumping in the sack, yeah. Just the opposite. Which is why I go to church 8,000 times. But the thing is that on this one it's a very jerky movie. I mean, you're not quite sure what's happening from scene to scene, and it doesn't really have that type of action throughout. But the stunts are incredible.
And he is gorgeous. Daniel Craig and he's dressed in Tom Ford. Tom Ford, you know, he's just unbelievably gorgeous. But he brutes throughout the whole thing. You know, you see maybe a crack and I know he's sad because in the past movie, you know, he lost this woman and she betrayed him and so on and so forth. But I do miss the tongue-in-cheek of the days of Sean Connery as 007.
Yeah.
So that's what you watched the whole. It was a very brooding performance, beautifully filmed. He's gorgeous. Worth seeing if you like the bang-em-up, shoot-em-up. Yeah. It was good.
Now, remember, this is Thanksgiving week. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But one of the things we really want to remind you is the Good News Rescue Mission. They need 300 turkeys. They need other foodstuffs also, so that people that are less fortunate are going to be able to have a Thanksgiving, something that some of us take for granted. We've always had Thanksgiving. So if there's a way you can help, and we've talked about charities today, and the fact is, yes, some charities may not be the best. But as Mike said, they're started for a good reason. Maybe sometimes they grow so large that people forget why they first formed. Okay. Now, later on this week, we're hoping to have some of our elected representatives here. We're working on that right now so we can talk about what's facing us here in the near future. We're going to talk about pardons tomorrow. Pardons. That's something the president can do at the end of his term and can pardon and commute sentences on a number of different, for a number of different issues, different reasons. We're going to talk a little bit about that. If you remember that Bill Clinton issued a number of pardons at the end, and that's one of the reasons that his attorney general selection, Eric Holden, may have a problem, because he pushed through this one of Mark Rich, who was a real, that was a real dicey, iffy one. So,
if there's something particular you really want to talk about, give us an, send us an email at freefireradio.com.
Okay, we've got a break here. We'll be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. This is Carl Lindebaugh here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?